Hello, everyone. Today we continue our series on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos with the 12th and 13th mitzvos, the mitzvos of putting on tefillin. As we mentioned in a previous shiur, the Rambam holds that there are two mitzvos with regards to tefillin. One mitzvah to put on the tefillin shel yad, the tefillin for the hand, and the second to put on the tefillin shel rosh, the tefillin that goes on one's head. This week, I want to take a step back and kind of give a broad overview for the Rambam's structure of the last few mitzvos and the upcoming few mitzvos that we've been talking about. And I want to do it this week because this is probably one of the first mitzvos where the Rambam goes very specific. Now, obviously, tefillin is an important mitzvah. In fact, the Torah calls it an oath, the Torah calls it a sign. But it's still not a general mitzvah when compared to davening or compared to Torah or compared to believing in Hashem. And those are pretty much the mitzvos that we've been dealing with. And this kind of marks a turning point, if you will, where we go to much more specific mitzvos. So the 12th and the 13th mitzvah, as we said, are putting on tefillin. The 14th mitzvah is putting on tzitzis. And then the 15th mitzvah is putting a mezuzah on one's house. And so the question is, why or how did the Rambam decide to put these mitzvos here and order them the way that he did? So in order to answer this question, we need to understand that unlike other Sefer HaMitzvos that are organized around the Parsha, like the Sefer HaChinuch is, the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos is ordered thematically. So the first few mitzvos that we did have to do with the basic tenets of faith, particularly revolving around the unity and existence and omnipotence of Hashem. So, for example, you have the first mitzvah to believe in God, the second mitzvah to believe in the unity of God, the third one to love Him, the fourth one to fear Him, etc., etc. Then, in the 10th mitzvah, we move on to a new thing. We move on to Kriya Shema. Now, the bridge from the unity of Hashem to Kriya Shema is fairly understandable, because part of Kriya Shema, or arguably the most important part of Kriya Shema, of saying Shema, is asserting the unity of God. Once the Rambam is on the topic of Shema, the Rambam then uses the next mitzvos, the next few mitzvos in the Sefer HaMitzvos, to all be related to the mitzvah of Shema, or more specifically, the parsha of the Torah in Shema that talks about Shema. So if you go through the sections of the Torah that we read when we say Shema, such as the parsha of V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, the first parsha of Shema, or V'hayoim Shemoa, the second one, or the third one, Vayomer, they will all contain references to the next few mitzvos. For example, the 11th mitzvah that we spoke about last week was the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah. And we talk about that in the mitzvah of Shema, V'dibar Tabam, that we should speak about it, V'shinantam Levanecha, we should teach our children. This week, we're speaking about the mitzvah of Tefillin, the mitzvah of the Tefillin Shel Yad and the mitzvah of the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Both of those are mentioned in V'ahavta and in V'hayayim Shemoa. And next week, God willing, we'll be speaking about tzitzis, which is mentioned in the third section of Shema. And then in the 15th mitzvah, it talks about mezuzah, which is also mentioned in the parasha of Shema. So if we want an overview of the first 15 mitzvos in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam first has the theme for the first 10 mitzvos or so of the unity and oneness of Hashem. and all of those mitzvahs are related. And then the Rambam transitions to Shema, which is intimately connected with the unity of Hashem, and it's almost the everyday declaration attesting to the first 10 mitzvahs that we just spoke about. And then the Rambam says, listen, saying Shema might be what we say every day, but there are also other mitzvos that are thematically connected to Shema, even though they may not overtly reference the unity of Hashem, but rather they're just referenced in Shema. And then the Rambam continues over the next 5 to 6 mitzvos or so, talking about the various mitzvos that are contained in the sections of Shema. That being said, it's not a coincidence that these mitzvos are listed in Shema. Because Shema is the basic tenets of faith, and particularly in the Rambam's conception of referencing the unity of God, then all of these mitzvos, according to the Rambam, must also have some element of reflecting the unity and omnipotence of Hashem, or some of the other mitzvos, such as loving Hashem, or fearing Hashem, or trying to emulate Hashem, or trying to emulate or learn from righteous people or Torah scholars. So when we put on tefillin, for example, if any of you have ever looked in the some siddurim, I don't think all siddurim have it, but many siddurim will contain a passage that speaks about the intention that a person should have when they put on tefillin. And among the thoughts that we are supposed to have in mind, it's that Hashem commanded us to write these 4 parshios of tefillin because it has the Yichud Hashem in it, it has the oneness of Hashem's name, and that it demonstrates that Hashem has the power and the ability to do anything that he wants in the upper or lower worlds. And Hashem commanded us to put on tefillin and to write these 4 parshios to remember that and to experience that every single day. And so we can see from there that the Shema and all of the mitzvahs contained in Shema are the natural outgrowth of Yichud Hashem, and therefore that unit of 6 mitzvahs comes immediately after the first 10 mitzvah unit talking about the unity of Hashem. Have a wonderful week.